This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We can also take your questions on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia, on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And so Debbie writes, my husband is taking valacyclovir for shingles. Will he still be able to receive his COVID booster? Will the valacyclovir interfere with the effectiveness of the COVID vaccine? So I know a lot of people have vaccine questions, so keep them coming. Valacyclovir is an antiviral. We use it for shingles. Shingles is very interesting in that it's your chicken pox that comes out as an adult. You get chicken pox as a kid, and then the chicken pox, it quiesces into or quiets down or decides to hide out in a nerve root. Then it decides to come out when you're stressed. And when it comes out, it will come out of that nerve root that it was hiding in. Now, nerve roots all connect, they stem from the spinal cord, and then they go either the left or the right. So you only get shingles on one side of the body, which makes it very easy for us doctors to diagnose, because if you have a rash all over your body, it's not going to be shingles. But if you have this very painful, itchy, feel like bug bite, vesicular rash, vesicular meaning like blistery, or it might even look like hives. You don't want to wear a bra. You don't want to wear a shirt over it. You don't want anybody touching you. Kind of feels a little painful, then that could be shingles, especially if it's just one side of the body. So with that, you take an antiviral. And so some of you had said, look, I take antivirals for cold sores. I take antivirals for shingles. Cold sore and shingle dosing is a little different. Cold sores, you might take a gram of the valacyclovir, two pills at once, then 12 hours later take another two pills, and it starts to minimize that cold sore and make it go away faster. For shingles, we'll treat you with a gram three times a day for about a good week. I also like to give these little lidoderm patches. These lidoderm patches are lidocaine, so they're non-narcotic. And what they do is they can allow a little bit of anesthesia over those painful vesicles. And I like a barrier because I don't want somebody non-exposed to varicella or chickenpox touching it. You can't give somebody shingles, but you can give people chickenpox because it's the varicella virus. Shingles only happens if you've had chickenpox. So I like those little lidoderm patches because it covers it. It helps with some of the pain. You're able to wear clothes. The problem is you can only have them on for 12 hours, and then they have to be off for 12 hours to let the skin breathe. So if you can't sleep because of the shingles, then maybe you put those on then. But if you're fine at night, but you just can't go to work and wear your uniform, I would use the patches. You don't have to use the patches. It's more important to use the antiviral. But the antiviral pill should not interfere with the vaccine. The vaccine remembers mRNA. It's not the virus. So we're not injecting a virus that, you know, can get killed off by an antiviral. It's not going to work that way. All we're injecting with the Pfizer and the Moderna is pieces of mRNA. That mRNA has to translate into spike proteins, and then your body makes the spike proteins, and then the antibodies learn to fight them. So I think it should be fine. So, you know, when can't you get the COVID vaccine? Well, for the COVID vaccine, if we're being told that if at all you had an adverse reaction to the virus, don't get the next one. I know in the beginning people were saying, oh, it's fine if you had anaphylaxis. I'm thinking, no. If you at all had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine, you're not going to get the booster. It's just not worth it. They're not going to do it. Also, if you recently had COVID and you were treated with the monoclonal antibodies, like Regeneron, like what President Trump had gotten, there you can't get the vaccine for, I believe, 90 days because you were given antibodies. You need the body to respond to the vaccine. Otherwise, it's a waste. You know, if you were given antibodies, those antibodies could circulate for a while. And then for your body to try to make new antibodies, it could kind of interfere. So, are there any other major contraindications? Right now, according to Pfizer or Moderna, it's if you have an allergic reaction to it or if you have had anaphylaxis to any component, like the polyethylene glycol. Other than that, you know, it's still up in the air with a lot of things. You know, people have asked if I have actual COVID right now, can I get the vaccine? Wait until you're done having COVID. It's not so much it'll interfere with the vaccine, but you're going to get other people sick. If you have COVID, we really don't want you running around waiting in line at a health department or at a, you know, stadium, coughing and sneezing on everybody. If you have severe COVID, you're already in the hospital getting the monoclonal antibodies. So that's why that's probably not an issue. But going back to shingles, you know, people ask, you know, is it worth getting the vaccine? I'm a big fan of the shingles vaccine. I know we have a lot of people that are a little hesitant on all the vaccines, and I get that. Even though I'm pro-vaccine, I get people's hesitation with, gosh, there's so many vaccines. But my problem with shingles is when you have a patient whose neuropathic pain from the virus doesn't go away after a week, but that pain haunts them for life. It is debilitating. And so treating shingles early helps, but if you can't get in to the doctor right away, or you're busy thinking, oh, I got bit by a bug, and by the time you realize it's shingles, it's already 5 days out, unfortunately, the longer you wait to get treatment, the more you could have an issue. And if the shingles ends up erupting near your eye, the nerves near your eye, that can unfortunately cause blindness. So when I'm old enough to get the shingles vaccine, I'm going to get the shingles vaccine. Because I had chickenpox as a kid. Now, people ask, well, if, you know, the average kid now is not getting chickenpox, but they're getting vaccinated, could they get shingles? We don't believe so, because they're not getting infected, shall we say, with the virus. But I believe there is a potential because it's live attenuated, and there's a chance that even the vaccine might mimic it a little bit. We haven't seen cases yet, and it's only been around for 20-some years, so it's too early to tell. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day. And our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials, and GCN Network, who makes this show happen each and every day. All right, so for those of you who fall asleep on my show, you want to thank GCN for that good night's sleep. So one of my favorite sayings is, life gives you lemon, make lemonade. I say that a lot on the show because when I was a kid, I heard that, and it made a lot of sense to me. You know, you might get lemons, so figure out whatever you have and turn it into lemonade. And then I'd watch MacGyver, and MacGyver would do that. He'd be like, oh, man, all I have is a piece of gum and a wrapper in my pocket. And then you're like, oh, I can make a bomb out of that. So it's probably why I liked MacGyver, and Richard Dean Anderson was so cute. So when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. That I think we've all heard of, and, you know. But I got a little flashback of another saying I heard. I was watching Below Deck, and Captain Lee had actually said it twice, two separate seasons. And he had said that one of the stewardesses, think she was a second stew or a third stew. He goes, she wrote a check with her mouth that her ass can't catch. Cash, sorry. And then, I think on the next season, he goes, you see, right, don't write a check with your mouth that your ass can't cash. And I had a flashback of hearing that a long time ago. And I remember hearing that a long time ago. And if I can remember kind of what the situation was, or what the, you know, what the reference was I believe there was issues with kids at school. And I had a good sized mouth on me. And I wasn't good at punching and fighting. I could kick, but I couldn't punch. And so there was somebody I wanted to take on. And somebody told me, I don't know if it was a teacher or a vice principal. I know I got in trouble for something. And back in the 80s, you would fight at school. That was the only way you got rid of the bullies. You would fight. And I couldn't fight, so I was hoping to, with my mouth and with my cut downs, manage it. Now, I've actually been very, very successful. The reason why I didn't get my butt kicked is because, you know, my bite or my bark was a lot louder than my bite. So people are probably like, you know what, I'm not going to mess with her, okay? Because even if I do beat her up, she still has her mouth. And so she could still, you know, ridicule me. And I don't know what I was able to do, but I was able to find something, not bully them, but embarrass them so that they stopped bullying me. And I was able to overcome a lot of bullying that way. So I got a mouth on me. And so somebody in my childhood had said, don't let your mouth write a check that your butt can't cash. And I believe, what is it? Stetasonic is a rap group. They've also done a song on that. So I don't know who got credit for coming up with that, but I've heard that term before. So what does that mean? So, well, to me as a kid, it means don't be sitting there mouthing off writing checks, and then your butt can't cash the check. Now, a lot of us don't really use checks anymore. So for those of you Gen Zs going, what's a checkbook? Okay. I know my kids have never seen a checkbook. I'm like, we used to, right? We used to write a check, and that check was a piece of paper, kind of a promise that our bank was going to pay you. And we would write a check for something, give a person that check, they would hold on to that check like it was money, go to the bank, and then hopefully get money for that. It's kind of like an IOU, and the bank's going to deliver. Now, I had patients who would write checks, and then they would go and bounce them. They would, you know, they would then not have the money in the bank. And so a lot of offices eventually, if they did get a check, go, look, we're going to scan it and know that there's funds to begin with. And checks just started to become unpopular. But the concept of it is still pervading, where we are promising something. We are doubling down. We are making these decisions as if we have a bank to back us up. Or we have another entity to back us up. And one thing I see over and over again, whether it's politics, whether it's what's going on with our teachers, whether it's going on with healthcare, is you lose whoever's got your back. And so if you're going to mouth out a check, you better make sure you can cash it. And so I really kind of see that saying being very relevant as we go into the second month of 2021, which is not easy. And this year, this 2021, had been plagued for the whole month of January with politics and riots and impeachment and, you know, and executive orders and spending and unemployment and COVID. And so there's this pressure on public officials, on school boards, on parents, on doctors, to start writing the check, to start calming people down, to start promising things. And I'm worried we're going to see a little bit of a frenzy of, guys, it's good. COVID numbers going down. We're going to get the schools reopened. We're going to have hundreds of millions of vaccines coming your way. the vaccines are all 100% safe. Everybody's going to be able to get a vaccine. Are you writing checks that your butt can't cash? So when I talk to the average person, right, they are still in this la-la land that, okay, great, I'll get a vaccine and I'm done with the mask. Or I'll be able to go to a funeral. Or I'll be able to get my business open. And my worry is, right, if you don't have that bank there, if you don't have that backup, then nobody's going to trust your mouth. Nobody's going to trust your check. Now let's look at it literally. Look at how we're spending our money. Look at what's happening to our money. Right now, Congress is contemplating and probably going to push through a $1.9 trillion? Yeah. Not billion. Trillion-dollar plan, because the $600 billion plan was, you know, too skinny, okay, right, proposed by the other parties. So a $1.9 trillion plan, that is one hell of a check your mouth is writing. Now people say, we'll be fine. The money's there. Where? Where is $1.9 trillion lying around? And if we do have $1.9 trillion, then, I mean, what's the total bank? If you can very easily earmark $1.9 trillion, then how big is this coffer? How big is this vault? And then I'm assuming you must have $1 zillion then, right? Because you need, if it's going to take $1.9 trillion to just be a Band-Aid, then I'm assuming you have zillions of dollars, right, that can help keep the government afloat. Well, Dr. Dahlia, it's more complicated than that because we're going to have tax dollars coming in, so it's revolving. Oh, okay. Okay. So this $1.9 trillion plan and the spending and all the promising we are doing with unemployment, with COVID relief, with paying for the vaccines, with giving schools money to reopen and all that, it's going to be paid for because we have people paying taxes. Now, here's where, you know, can your butt cash it? Right? Are your taxpayers having your back? Oh, yeah, yeah, we have plenty of rich people. Do we? Do we have plenty of rich people? I don't see how we have plenty of rich people to be able to cover that $1.9 trillion piece of the coffer getting sent out to the American public. Okay, we need money for roads and schools and law enforcement and all that. We are writing checks that our butts can't cash. Now, the reason why we have tax dollars and the reason why during some good years we might have been able to reduce the deficit a little bit is because you have all these restaurants open. These restaurants are employing hundreds of employees. Those employees are paying taxes. Those employers are paying taxes. Well, if employees are unemployed and they're on unemployment, I know there was some talk about taxing unemployment. I don't think they're going to tax unemployment. But then not only is that employee not paying taxes, but that employer isn't paying taxes on that employee. An employer pays money on every employee, and they do too. So now you just lost two revenue streams for every one person unemployed. Well, there's enough people that own businesses and there's enough employers. I don't know. The average restaurant I see is closed down. So my guess is they're on unemployment too, or they're requiring PPP money. So, you know, as we're spending and as we're promising schools opening and vaccination, please don't write checks with your mouth that your ass can't cash. 1-877-DOLLY.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion-dollar industry. Get your your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two FBI agents were fatally shot through a door and three agents were wounded in a shootout as they executed a child pornography search warrant in Sunrise, Florida on Tuesday morning. FBI Director Christopher Wray identified the deceased agents as Special Agent Daniel Alfin and Special Agent Laura Schwarzenberger. The subject of the warrant is also dead. The Senate confirmed Alejandro Mayorkas as President Biden's Department of Homeland Security Secretary. The former Deputy Homeland Security Secretary will be the first immigrant to hold the top spot. The White House announced that it will start shipping coronavirus vaccines directly to retail pharmacies. It also includes ongoing deliveries to states, increasing weekly supplies of shots nationwide to 11.5 million doses. The United Nations Security Council has failed to condemn Monday's coup in Myanmar after a two-hour-long emergency meeting failed to secure the support of China, a key Myanmar ally. This is USA Radio News. Keeping an eye on China, USA Radio News' Tim Berg gives us an update.
Recent confrontational action by China toward regional rivals Taiwan and India are examples of the communist regime in Beijing challenging new American President Joe Biden. That's according to China expert Gordon Chang. Chang, author of the book The Coming Collapse of China, also tells Fox News,
"For Biden right now, you know, the Chinese are testing him, but they don't really have to lift a finger to do this because he's giving them everything that they want. You know, we have seen this, for instance, with joining the Paris Accord, rejoining the World Health Organization, his January 26 memorandum on xenophobic attacks, which he blamed President Trump for xenophobia in the United States. The list goes on, and we've really got to be concerned because China is looking right now and thinking it's going to get everything."
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So GlaxoSmithKline, we haven't really talked a lot about in the whole vaccine fight, but apparently they made news because they said Wednesday it's going to work with German biopharmaceutical company to develop new vaccines targeting the emerging variants of COVID-19. Amid concerns that some mutations are making the virus harder to combat. We talked about the E484K mutation a little earlier on the show and the N501Y mutation that we see with the UK variant. The E484K mutation has been found on the Brazilian P1 strain, the South African B1351 strain that is making it a little bit more wily and able to escape some of our vaccine efficacies. So, the vaccine companies that maybe didn't make across the finish line first might be in a more advantageous position because now they could start developing new vaccines on the variants. GlaxoSmithKline plans to invest $181 million to support the research of the Tübingen German Pace CureVac, which is developing vaccines that use messenger RNA to attack the disease. That's very similar, the messenger RNA, kind of to what Pfizer and Moderna are currently doing. GlaxoSmithKline also said it will help make up to 100 million doses of the company's existing COVID-19 vaccine candidate later this year. So they say the increase in emerging variants and the potential to reduce the efficacy of first-generation COVID vaccines requires acceleration of efforts to develop vaccines against new variants to keep one step ahead of the pandemic. So this announcement comes as public health officials around the world are concerned that these new virus variants are more contagious or resistant to the existing vaccines. We knew this would happen. We don't think they're more deadly, but the more people you infect, then the more numbers could go up. While viruses mutate constantly, most of the changes, they say, are causing little concern. But these mutations sure, ping the radar. Authorities in England this week are conducting house-to-house coronavirus testing in targeted communities in a bid to snuff out a new variant before it spreads widely. British authorities want to test about 80,000 people in eight areas where the variant, first identified in South Africa, is believed to be spreading after a handful of cases were found there. So this variant of the South African one seems to have that E484K mutation that it could be targeted by our current vaccines, but it could be targeted better. So the vaccines offer less protection than we hope they do. One of my listener questions was on the natural immunity we have with COVID or the immunity we get from this vaccine. How protective is it? We don't know, because if you got COVID last May, it was, I'll call it old COVID. New COVID, can still come your way. We're seeing people get, sick with COVID twice, three times. When I take care of patients, they're like, nah, this can't be COVID now because I had COVID months ago. Just because you had COVID once doesn't mean you're never going to get it again. It's not like the chicken pox. This is a virus that can come out and either reactivate, or it's another virus that can come and infect you. We think it's more like flu than others. I know nobody wants to compare it to flu, but we're not really comparing it to the flu, because obviously this virus destroyed, businesses and the economy, and God forbid, next flu season, flu becomes the main strain. Everybody goes, lock everything down. But, we're used to this. I said this earlier in this hour. This is what we're used to. This is what viruses do. Okay? But it is frustrating that you having had COVID once and going through that whole thing doesn't confer longer immunity. I agree. That is very frustrating. And it shows that this is a very rapidly evolving virus. Now, if, let's say, you do get exposed to this virus and all you get are a couple sniffles, I'll take that. We just don't want to die from this. And we also don't want the virus coming into our body and, causing damage to the brain and other things. But right now, our goal is to keep the hospitals open and to have less people die. They say, GlaxoSmithKline expects further disruption for its vaccine business during the first half of the year, given government's prioritizations of COVID-19 vaccination programs and the resurgence in late 2020 of the pandemic. They're talking about their earnings. I haven't really been following GlaxoSmithKline stock. In fact, let me do that. Usually, it's actually down today by almost 5%. Not sure why. AstraZeneca had some good news. AstraZeneca should be up also, but I saw it go down today. Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine does cut COVID transmission. Now, this is huge news. Why? Because all this time we've been talking about preventing virus, preventing illness, preventing severity of the illness. And when somebody said, can you actually spread the virus? Everybody said, we don't know. To me, if you don't have a bunch of virus consuming you, I think you're going to be less contagious. You might not be 100%, sterile, but I think you'll be less contagious. Well, Oxford AstraZeneca said that their vaccine may reduce the transmission by up to two-thirds. So this is the first time we have had any discussion on these vaccines doing it. The Oxford study was published on Tuesday. It's still awaiting peer review. Found that those who had been vaccinated against a single dose of the vaccine were 67% less likely to test positive with a PCR test. The paper suggested the vaccine, developed by Oxford, in partnership with AstraZeneca. AstraZeneca is British-Swedish, may have a substantial effect on the transmission of the virus. Some of you have asked why we don't have the AstraZeneca virus here yet. A couple reasons. One is it's not indicated for seniors. And even though I believe we purchased vaccines, we discussed this probably early on, how Britain, Sweden, if it's their company and their country, they're going to get their shipments first. But the FDA, I don't believe, has approved the vaccine yet. So this news is going to be very exciting, because one thing that has really frustrated people is, well, if you could still carry the virus and expose it, then you have to still wear a mask, and you still have to have social distancing. Well, that people want to be done with the mask and social distancing so their business can reopen. So we need more data saying, look, the vaccine is going to decrease transmission. But, you know, I got to tell you something. You know, I've been in church. I've been in temple. Somebody sneezing behind me. Of course I'm going to get something. And my big concern when it comes to the economy is I don't know if social distancing is going to go away. Because I can't tell you how many of my friends, we called them hypochondriacs, but I can't tell you how many of my friends were, oh gosh, somebody sneezed, or I'm going to stand over here, or I'm not going to go because there's going to be too many people sneezing and coughing. You know, when you're in medicine, unfortunately, after you learn as much as you do about microbiology, you know, you kind of get a little grossed out. Me, I don't mind because, I mean, I have kids. When you're a mom, all you do is get bombarded with stuff. But I had a lot of friends who were like, I'm going to step back here. I'm going to avoid this. I'm going to avoid this. I think those people are very, very happy that finally we have masks, finally we have social distancing, and I just don't see that going away. So we do need the narrative to change that, you know, even after vaccine, you know, that there's nothing we could do, we're all going to die. We need that to change, and we need to go, look, we are going to be able to resume life, but we need data so we have something to point to. We're going to be talking about it in a second, travel. One of my listener questions asked about travel and updates on that, so we're going to tell you that as well. From what we're hearing, I think the Tokyo Olympics is still going on. We got Super Bowl. I'm going to give you guys in the next couple days my Super Bowl picks. I use medicine to figure out who's going to... I don't take medicine, but I use the NFL injury report to figure out who's going to win, and I have been right. I think now I'm at, 92%? I don't know what my stats are, but they're pretty darn good. I think I only messed up with the Packers. Was that 2009, 8? I forget. I have to double check. But, all right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Doc Daly.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done, by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DLT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the Tokyo Olympics are still moving forward, because, you know, they spent a lot of money. But there's going to be some rules in place. According to NBC News, no hugs, no high fives, no handshakes. They are banned for the Tokyo Olympics. So athletes also are not going to be able to watch and cheer on their teammates at the venues. This is the first of a few sets of strict rules for the games that have been introduced. Today, they say spectators supporting athletes in the stands are being asked not to sing or chant, but to clap instead. Remember I told you the CDC gave us Super Bowl guidelines to stomp our feet? Stomping our feet. That doesn't work for me. I'm sorry. I can't. I have to be like, what? Yay, Tom Brady did the sneak. Tom Brady, he's GOAT. Now, see, that's what I need to do at the Super Bowl. And if I was, you know, cheering on Michael Phelps, I'm like, Michael Phelps, yeah! Remember, Michael Phelps suffers from depression. I mean, we really need to. He's got to hear the cheering. That's what motivates a lot of these people. That, you know, you have to be like, yeah, it can't be crickets. But they're worried about people chanting or singing and then spreading virus. So the International Olympic Committee, the International Paralympic Committee, and Japanese organizers unveiled the first of the playbooks aimed at reducing the chance of an outbreak at the world's biggest sporting event. It was postponed last year. It is supposed to take place July 23rd to August 8th. The Paralympics is set for August 24th to September 5th. They are going to be subject to the same rules. The IOC said more detailed playbooks for athletes and broadcasters are going to be published in the coming days. So they're going to have the basic rules of social distancing, but also additional measures for athletes, officials, spectators, and members of the international sporting federations. Athletes and officials will have to wear a mask at all times, except when eating or sleeping, and that they should avoid unnecessary forms of physical contact, like hugs, high fives, handshakes. See, this isn't the Winter Olympics, so you aren't going to have, like, couples skating. So we don't have to worry about that. Gymnastics, usually there's only one person out there, so I don't think they have to worry about, I don't think they do couples gymnastics. I think the javelin and the shot put, you're completely away from that. It will be interesting to see what they do with track and field, because those lanes are not 6 feet apart. So that's going to be interesting, unless maybe what they're going to do is have multiple races. So rather than 10 runners, maybe they have three. I don't know how that's going to work. Wow. Athletes are not going to be allowed to visit venues as spectators. Those breaching the rules could be prevented from competing. So while you're out there for 2 weeks and you get bored, you want to watch your, you know, teammates and cheer them on. They're not going to let you do that. Athletes are going to be tested at least every 4 days. The IOC's operations director, Pierre Ducret, told a news conference. There's going to be a number of constraints and conditions that the participants will have to respect and follow, which will have an impact on their experience, particularly when it comes to the social aspects of what an Olympic experience should be. But here's the thing. The average athlete just wants to compete. Yeah, it'd be cool to be on TV. But they'll still be on TV. They'll still be videoed. But the average athlete wants to compete and wants to win a medal and wants to represent their country. So that's why I am fine with the Olympics moving forward. You know, it's just the money that they were hopefully going to bring in, not going to happen, and Tokyo is going to probably take a huge loss. If they could spin this around with some good PR, if COVID cases could start going down and they could hopefully, you know, impress upon people, come here and visit when you could start traveling, they might be able to kind of turn it around a little bit, but right now they're going to take a loss. So, testing positive for COVID. This, to me, is going to be the biggest pain in the butt next, because we saw with those two congresspeople in Massachusetts, Senator Lynch and, oh gosh, Terrain, I believe her name was, Representative, Congressman Lynch, they had COVID vaccination. She had one. He had both doses. And he tested positive for COVID. He's currently isolating. He feels fine, has no symptoms, but he tested positive for COVID. Now, travel rules have gone into effect where if you go, you leave internationally and you want to come back to the United States, you need to be COVID negative. They're even discussing domestic travel restrictions with being COVID negative. My problem is this virus can still enter your body, can still sit there, make a positive test. Meanwhile, you did everything you were supposed to, vaccinated, you tried to social distance, but there's these strains out there that are a little bit more wily. If you have no symptoms at all and you ping that COVID test, you can't come back home. Or you can't travel. And I just don't trust that those tests are going to be 100% in terms of specificity or You know, they might be too sensitive, and they might be saying you have it when you don't. Specific means if you don't have it, you're going to test negative. That's specificity. These tests aren't 100% specific, have that specificity. So, you know, for those of you thinking about going to the Olympic Games, go, well, that's good because I'll have my vaccine. You know, keep in mind, if those rules are still in play, where they don't want you coming back with COVID, and you have to test negative, it seems to me that, just like with the athletes, I mean, they could just walk or breathe something wrong, get exposed, not even be sick, and now they can't compete. So this testing positive is very, very tricky. You know, I told you, me and another family wanted to go to the British Virgin Islands and, you know, sleep on a sailboat. There's a way to have a boat with, you know, bathrooms on it. So we rent the boat, not that expensive. And then we go from island to island because my husband and his friend can sail boats. And then we scuba dive and all that. And then we, you know, fly back 9 days later. I got to find a place to get tested. And if they're low on tests and I can't get tested, I can't go back to America. And what if, of us seven, one tests positive? None of us are sick. All of us are vaccinated, let's say. Well, but the kids, I don't know if the kids are going to be able to get vaccinated because the kids, you know, they're not of that age group. So one could test positive. What do you do? Well, you stay out of the country until y'all can come back. We haven't seen the ramifications of that. I don't think the media has covered it because it hasn't been a sexy story. But you're going to slowly start to see, for those who are traveling, stories like, I can't get back because I can't trigger a negative test. I keep triggering the test positive, and I'm feeling fine. I swear, I'm feeling fine. And America won't let you back. So, you know, the U.S. might have to make some rules where if you do have somebody that keeps showing up positive for weeks, we've heard of some people showing up positive for months, it's rare, where they at least get to come back and then be in isolation in America. The problem is nobody's going to want them on the plane. If you can't get them back without exposing others, they're going to say just stay in the country you're at. So, you know, just keep in mind, I know a lot of people are getting excited, they're getting their vaccine, they're wanting to travel. I just spoke to a friend of mine saying, let's do it. I know you want to go to Israel, they want to go to Israel, let's do it. And I'm just thinking to myself, if that rule doesn't go away, we're going to get stuck because I really see us testing. I mean, there's just no way to have, you know, a big group of people where the kids can't get vaccinated yet and somebody not testing positive. I just don't see that. So we don't travel. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Some good news coming around the bend. Oxford University and AstraZeneca think they're going to have their new COVID vaccine ready by autumn to tackle new variants of the coronavirus. Little do they know, there's probably going to be a new variant by then. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead
and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extend.